I guess all these songs, like, if I thought of you, I mean, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I mean, you sound just like a jazz singer when you sing that. But it would
thank you.
It would lend itself to a rock beat too, wouldn't it?
I've sung it both ways. I haven't sung it much on stage. I think when the album in which I recorded it, what I would call a covers record, as being as I've written 300 songs, a record of mine that involves other people's songs. Is unusual for me. I've recorded two in my career albums that have been exclusively other people's songs, and I've recorded a number of songs by other people over the years. But most of those recordings have been special requests for films, or you know, I recorded the song "Smile" recently for a Japanese television.
Did
you? Yeah, and we had a big hit over there with it. It was really extraordinary, you know, just to suddenly sing the song. I had a big international hit with the Charles Aznavour song "She," which isn't really
that was in the movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in Notting Hill. So sometimes you get asked to sing a song that's very out of character.
Well, would you consider the very thought of you that's sort of out of character?
Well, it's a romantic leading man role that I don't naturally see myself in as a person. Although, I mean, I feel I can sing the songs. I certainly that isn't the image I've projected. As you know, a lot of my songs are darker. And I'm attracted to dark songs very much. I'm attracted to dark minor key ballads. And I have been since I was 13 years old. So, I mean, it's obviously my disposition. Although I'm not a miserable person by any means, I like blue ballads. I don't really sing blues, but I sing blue ballads.
You know, you were talking about dark songs. You picked the darkest song I know, Gloomy Sunday. It's interesting, though. Why did you think you...
I was attracted to the mood of it. Obviously, most famously, the Billie Holiday recording. I'm only really familiar with, as far as I know,
Strange
there are only
Fruit.
Two or three recordings of this song. I mean, and it has this legend about it being the people being very moved by it. You know, in rather dark and despairing moods. I think it is a wonderful song, nevertheless. I mean, and I did record it. I didn't record it really for release. I recorded it in about 1980, and I hope I can still find my way around the changes on the guitar.
I promise not to kill myself after it's over.
Yeah, I hope that it won't be the case.